The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. How are you? Hope you're having a great day. It's a gorgeous day here in Atlanta, Georgia. We're back in the studio. I've been home. Got a lot of shit to get into this week. I was in Key West, which we will go over. Had a real spiritual awakening down in the west of the Keys. We are going back out on the road this weekend. I'm going to LA for 2 weeks for work. Just some general life stuff that we're dealing with that we'll get into. And then I'm going to hit the voicemails. And if this is your first time listening to the podcast, one of the beautiful things about this community is that we have a hotline called the Absolutely Not Line. You can call in 800-213. I just did NPR this morning. Like, I did a NPR podcast. And when I tell you my host, Peter, he had such a incredibly gentle voice. And he asked me very thoughtful questions. So I'm kind of coming in with that energy, even though I've had half of an iced Americano that is literally setting my eyebrows ablaze. So I'm a little bit of a mix of anxious energy because I'm over-caffeinated. I've also got a lot going on in the brain, right? I've been very anxious today. I cried twice this morning for no reason. I'm not upset. Life is great. Life is good. The period's got to be around the corner, but I am feeling the feels. I don't know if it's like, you know, we're at that point where we're going into May and you know, I think of everything in kind of semesters. Like, we've talked about this before, but I don't really think of, like, you know how most people think Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4? I think there's just four Qs in the business world. Well, I never grew up with that. I've never worked in corporate America. Okay, I just think semester. I think spring semester, fall semester. What are you doing in the summer for fun? And it just so happens that the way my job kind of lines up, that's also what I do. From January to May, I work my dick off. Then I take a little time off in June, might hit a lake house in July. And then August is when the Sunday scaries come back in because I get ready to go back out on the road in the fall, okay? I live a school life. I don't think I'd make a good professor, but I just work well with only three semesters, you know? And sometimes I'm doing summer sessions. Sometimes I'm doing summer school and I'm working in the summer, okay? I don't know what to tell you. Y'all all have a random weekend off in March. Your girl doesn't. I don't get a spring break. That's when I'm tap dancing in New Mexico trying to entertain some hoes. So anyways, this is how my brain works. And I think I have a little bit of that, like, end of school, end of semester anxiety before summer. I don't know why. Why should I have that? Well, I just have been feeling a little unsettled, which is a good time, though. When you feel unsettled, that's actually when you come up with your best work. So I'm wrapping up the end of this tour, the comeback tour, which I've loved so much and I've had so much fun. But it's time to put that material to bed. We're wrapping up editing the Netflix special. That'll come out at some point soon. So it's time to let that go. But then I don't really have anything after that, right? My show didn't get picked up. In this perfect world, I thought I was going to wrap up the comeback tour, then go to LA, try a bunch of new material, do Netflix as a joke, pop around all these other comic shows, like have the time of my life, network my dick off, and then I would stay in LA for the month of June to shoot my pilot. And that didn't happen. So now I am in a place of trying to figure out what the next move is to keep the lights on and food on the table and trying to creatively take a really big risk. But with that really big risk also takes me having to financially back everything, which is also terrifying. So I'm trying to figure all of this out. While I also just paid my taxes last week, I'm just in a little bit of a whirlwind. I'm in a little bit of a, now's the time to take the leap of faith and just fucking go for it. So it's scary, but it's also exciting because this reminds me of the beginning of, like, when everything in my career started to happen. And I had to rest on my own laurels that I know what the fuck I'm doing. And I have, you know, with stand-up, nobody can tell me no. As long as I can put asses in seats, I get to do what I want. And you guys have been so great and have been so supportive, come out to multiple shows. And I'm just so excited to tour. That's, like, my favorite thing in the world. But I'm really hoping to get some other creative projects under my belt. I don't know. I'm rambling. All this is to say is the semester's coming to the end. And I feel like people are asking me that question. Well, where are you going to college? You know, what's that next thing? Well, what are you doing this summer? I don't know. I may be working a fucking lemonade stand on the corner trying to get some capital funds so I can shoot my passion project, which is might be a porno at this point. I don't know. You know, it's just been one of those things where I've had to kind of remind myself, if I do it myself, it will be successful. I'm so sick and tired of going through this Hollywood bullshit where you get locked into these deals and then you can't do what you want. And then when they say no, you go, well, what was I doing for 7 years? You know, it's just, I'm a little restless. That's what it is. I don't know what the next thing is after this. You know, I'm going to take a little bit of the fall off, might start touring towards the holidays. And definitely we'll be hitting the ground running with a whole new tour at the top of next year. But I need a little time off to get creative, do some other shit. You know, I mean, obviously supply and demand. You guys need to be thirsty for you, girl. And literally, Jeff, the other day, I had a weekend off and I was looking at him. I'm like, why am I so anxious? I was pacing the house. I was being a bitch. Jeff's like, Heather, all for the last 4 years when you have been on the road just grinding, other people have had time off. It's just things are switching right now and you're about to go into a little bit of a reset period and you don't know what to do with yourself. Because I say yes to everything. Yes, yes, yes. I'm still saying yes to everything. And in our line of work, like you get a phone call on a Thursday and they tell you you got to be in, you know, Antigua on a Friday morning to shoot something. I'm open, but I've been auditioning, haven't heard back. I'm just feeling a little like I don't know what I'm doing. Am I going to college in the fall? Am I going to do a summer program at a community college? I don't know. And I remember this time of year when I was a senior and I didn't get into Pepperdine. And I only had 2 weeks before graduation to figure out where I was going to school. And it was Alabama or Ole Miss. And I had to get scrappy. And it turned out the way it was supposed to. So maybe in these next couple weeks of me feeling restless and crazy and like I don't have a grip on what's happening next, that's when I come up with my best work. That's right. Listen to me trying to motivate myself. I am panicking inside, but I have to remind myself I'm a boss bitch. I'll tell you what, this iced coffee is zesty. And I felt a little anxious. We were at a phenomenal bachelorette party for our dear friend, Jenny Hurlburt. Shout out to Jenny. She's getting married in a couple weeks to her partner, Bess. And we love Bess. And we're so excited. It's going to be this big, gorgeous, stunning, giant St. Regis Atlanta wedding. And I'm very excited about it. But it was fun. Like being on the road the last couple of years, I've had to miss out on all the bachelorettes. I've had to miss out on all the fun shit because I'm fucking booked every weekend. Well, I had a weekend to just head to the Keys. Let me tell you something. If you've never been to Key West, it is a fucking journey, okay? We were staying in this hotel across from the Hemingway House. I went multiple times to try and do a tour of the Hemingway House, and it was too hot. And then I got lured by a hot dog stand outside of the Hemingway House called Chubbs. I believe the hot dog stand was called Chubbs, and it was bacon-wrapped hot dogs. And so every time I wanted to get in line with the other tourists at Key West to educate myself on the home that Ernest Hemingway wrote all of his fabulous, you know, novels in, I would get lured by a fucking bacon-wrapped hot dog outside. And then I'd end up with a crisp, some sort of key lime daiquiri in one hand, and I never made it in. And I'm kicking myself that I didn't do it, but I sat outside the Hemingway House and ate my hot dog and just Googled what the fuck Ernest Hemingway was up to, okay? I do highly recommend if you go to Key West, find a place with a pool, though. Key West is interesting. There are beaches, but there's a lot of construction going on right now. So it's not like there's like resorts on the beach. You got to get a boat, okay? If you go to Key West, you got to get a jet ski. You got to get a boat in order to feel that cool breeze and that gorgeous crystal blue clear water on your legs. You're going to have to find somebody who can get you in the water. It's an island with a cute little town on it, but it's not like you're just hanging out on the beach. I didn't know what I was getting into. But we went down. It was so fun. We had a great group of girls. And I'll tell you what, we had 7 girls on this bachelorette sweet spot. I think some people doing the 43 friends on a bachelorette, 22 girls on a bachelorette, it's too many fucking people. Unless you're at your own all-inclusive resort and you can check in and don't have to leave the place, it's too hard. Above 7, it's too many people. And we saw so many bachelorettes of like 40 women traipsing down the street, and they're all in matching Lululemon tennis skirts and white tank tops. And I'm telling you, as the chubby friend out of this group, if Jenny, the bride, would have said, Heather, I want you to wear a tight white Lululemon crop top and a skirt, I would have literally punched her in the teeth. There were so many fellow thick chicks on other bachelorettes that I saw that were squeezed into outfits they did not want to be in. And I kind of looked at them. And that's what I love about a bachelorette in your 30s. It's come as you are. Yeah, we had a theme night where we wore wigs and we went to a drag show and we had a blast, but you didn't have to wear an outfit. Now, do I love a themed party? I sure do. When I'm able to announce my big announcement of what we're doing next year, there's going to be themed parties. So I'm going to eat my words in a second. But if you ask, there's nothing worse than when you have a thin bride who then asks everybody else to wear a thin outfit and your ass can't fit into it. I mean, there were a couple girls at the drag show where I looked at them and I said, you should have said no. You should have said no. I feel like there's a country song. I should have said no. Should have said no. I'm not going into your barn. I don't know. I feel like there is definitely a country song that says you should have said no. Martina McBride? Maybe. It's not coming to mind. But it was nice. We went to nice dinners. By the last night on Saturday night, we all took an edible. We'd been on the boat all day, so we were sunburned, exhausted. And we went to a fabulous dinner, and then we were all in bed at midnight. And then at one point, we were sitting around in one of the suites at the hotel, and we were talking about insurance plans. And I'm like, this is how you know. And there was only four of us out of the seven who didn't have children. So I loved grilling all my friends about their kids. We talked about birthing plans. Everybody went around the table at one point on the last night and you know, the ladies with children talked about their traumatic births, and I was eating it up. I took an edible and I was having a nice glass of Oregon Pinot Noir and I was eating it the fuck up. And every time our waiter came over, and of course you're in Key West, so we had a tongue ring. Every time he came over, he was like, "What? Whoa, what did I walk into?" And I'm like, "Trevor, just stay. Just stay." We're talking about how Sarah over here ripped tip to taint. And it was great. It was great. But yeah, these bachelorette parties are getting too big. If you've got 20 girls and you can't make a dinner reservation, or do you have out of your fucking mind? Where are you going to go? You can't even split up into two tables of 10. You got to do four tables of five. It's too much. So I liked having a more intimate bachelorette. That was the way to fucking go. But I also think it's a testament to when you get married in your 30s, you only want about four people up there anyways. You know, you're like, oh God, y'all are all driving me fucking nuts. Everyone's driving me fucking nuts. I'll take two hussies over here who are, you know, maybe going to share their Ozempic. That's who I'm letting stand next to me. If I were to get married again, it would be whoever has Ozempic, period. But we had a great time. I mean, Key West, the people, the creatures of Key West, you can smell a Key West local coming from a mile away. One, they smell like Sunbum and Coors Light. And it is a beautiful combination. It's a little menthol-y, a little, you know, a little crisp, a little yeasty from the Coors Light. And it's got a touch of coconut tropical punch from that Sunbum sunscreen. I saw a lot of Dodges, people driving a lot of Dodges and Kias in Key West. And every Uber driver that picked us up had some sort of bedazzled, you know, cover for their steering wheel. And to anybody listening who's driving in their car right now and you have a bedazzled steering wheel cover, how the fuck do those jewels not get hot in the summer? Unless, I mean, how are you? I understand like a black leather steering wheel is hot to the touch, but when you then on top of it add another black layer with crystals, how the fuck is that not dangerous and uncomfortable in the piping hot Florida sun? Riddle me this. I mean, and everybody down there, it's so funny. We had the same Uber drivers multiple nights, and they're all, I'd get into the same conversation. This one great lady, Elena from the Ukraine, she'd been down there 25 years. You know, she's a local. She was a lesbian, which was fantastic. We were on a gay bachelorette. We were having a blast. And Elena was just giving me the tea, telling me, you know, where to go, what to do. And she just lives that two-mile radius. And we saw her out of the bar at least three nights in a row. And then I saw her get in her car and drive some people home. I'm like, Elena just had about 65 margaritas and is cruising the streets, which was fantastic. But at Key West, it's a, You know, their main strip is kind of like, it's kind of like the French Quarter. It does give you French Quarter vibes in New Orleans, but cleaner. And it's a real juxtaposition because there's a naval base close by. So you're getting really intense military guys at every bar we went into. They had giant Trump t-shirts on. And then they're also in the same bar as, like, you know, 55 drag queens. It's a very gay, inclusive community, but also super fucking patriotic. And you're like, your head's on a swivel the whole time you're there. Because one, you're looking for a menthol. And two, you're like, I don't know where I am. There was a bar that I'm sad we didn't make it to called Garden of Eden. And apparently it's a nude bar. And I thought, how much fun would it be if we get MAGA t-shirts? And I'm not saying I promote MAGA, but how much fun would it be to get MAGA t-shirts? Because I sell them everywhere in Key West. Get a t-shirt with Trump on the face and then just go labia out. It would fucking really ruffle some feathers. Because obviously you can't take photos in the nude bar. And my other friends who have been there before, they're like, oh yeah, there's just guys that wear like a t-shirt and then dong out. How much fun would it be to go in there with just Donald Trump covering your titties and full labia out? Again, I'm not a MAGA supporter, but I'm just saying, how much fun would that be for people to be like, what the fuck is happening? And just to sit on a stool with your cooch against the wood grain, smoking a menthol, having a key lime daiquiri, and just talking shop. I mean, I was looking forward to it. And I texted the idea to Jeff, and he said, absolutely not. So, buzzkill, honey. Oh, my God. And I saw at least 15 t-shirts. There's a lot of tchotchke shops, 15 t-shirts, that said my favorite phrase on the planet, I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll take a look. I mean, if you know, you know how much that phrase makes me giggle. I saw a t-shirt that said, like, guess what? I pooped today. And I'm like, gotta get it. You know, it wasn't a MAGA t-shirt. I just wanted to wear a shirt that says, guess what? I pooped today. And then just have nothing on from the bottom. Like, tie the t-shirt up like we used to do in junior high. Tie the t-shirt up where you take the bottom of the t-shirt in a corner and you put a scrunchie around it. So it kind of looks like a little dildo, you know, on the side of your hip, and, you know, go in there full makeup, like glammed out with the shirt that says, I pooped today, and then just pussy free. Oh man, I'm sad we didn't do that. I did do a chocolate mushroom one night, and that probably would have been the night to do it. So, missed opportunity. Hey, Absolutely Not listeners. I'm here to tell you that there's no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. So, okay, for example, say you have a golfer in your life, or the gardener, the foodie, the beach bum, the beauty guru. You just type that in. And gift mode instantly helps you find the most perfect curated gift for that special someone. Listen, obviously, it's hard for me to shop for my husband because I never know what he wants, but he is the golfer. So I answer a couple questions about him, and then they send me awesome, awesome things that I could get him. Hundreds of gifting personas are out there too. So say if you're like, don't exactly know what they're into, you need one context clue and you can have a fabulous suggestion for a great gift. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday gift for that pickleballer, gift mode has you covered. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. You will thank me later. I love Etsy. I think everything that they have is so incredible. So again, just use gift mode and there you go. Need to find the perfect gift. Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now and get that great gift. It's really important to me that the supplements that I take are of the highest quality. And that's why for 4+ years now, I've been drinking AG1. And unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is the best. And it is right to the point. I love it because it's researched and developed by in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their respective fields. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust that with every scoop of AG1, it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. I love it because the AG1 team relies on expert-led scientific research, sourcing ingredients for potency and purity, and taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated. And AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more into just one simple scoop, covering my complete nutritional basis and setting myself up for success in just 60 seconds. So making it so there aren't a million different pills and capsules I got to track every day. One scoop and a little bit of water. It's really delicious tasting. And then guess what? I'm done for the day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/absolutely. That's drinkag1.com/absolutely. Check it out. You will thank me later. I really love AG1. I really take it every day. It keeps me regular. It keeps me right. It keeps me energetic. And hey, it keeps me healthy. All you got to do is drinkag1.com/absolutely. That's drinkag1.com/absolutely. Absolutely. Check it out. There's Florida people and then there's people in the Keys. And I don't know if you ever, what was the name of that show? Was it Bloodline? I think it was Bloodline. There was a show, like one of the original shows on Netflix that was about this family from the Keys that was like hiding all of their brother's secrets and the family secrets. And I got Bloodline vibes down there. Like the people who have been down there for 20, 30, 40 years, they're hiding bodies in the back. They're waiting for the tide to come in. And then they're setting Uncle Roger free. You know, everybody's got a quote unquote boat. I saw a couple women with like manatee tattoos, a lot of fabulous power lesbians down there with boats. Just, it's a community. They've seen things, you know, I'm sure some drugs run through that town. But we went to a drag show one night at this club called Aqua, and it was the wildest experience. I had taken my chocolate mushroom. I was cruising. I was giggling. I was having so much fun. And I saw a drag queen come out. Her name is Maya Valentine. And she's probably 6'7". And when this lovely gal came out on stage, not only was she an incredible performer, everybody that night was really great, but she, it was like I was on the perfect amount of microdose where when it hit me and I saw this lovely lady come out, she had the exact same build as me. She was probably 6'7", shoulder. We probably had the same shoulders, same thighs. And it was like looking in a mirror, and it was a total out of body experience. I mean, the mushroom hit at the exact moment that I was seeing my drag queen doppelganger. She was talented. She was crushing. The lip sync was on par. She was doing the splits. She was rolling around on stage. She was doing front flips in heels into a deep split. She was pussy popping in the best way. It was just incredible. And I told her, I said, you're not going to understand this, but you are my doppelganger. I mean, she came out in my outfit from the Emmys, basically. She didn't know who I was. I got to meet her afterwards. She had no idea who I was. I was like, honey, you are me. I am you. We are one. So that was a real wild experience to see yourself. And I'm just giving so much adoration, and I adore her, and I'm watching her perform on stage. And I'm like, wow, this must be what it's like to be my fans. Seeing a large statuesque woman in a cheetah print outfit and giant blonde hair extensions just pop her pussy and make you giggle. And I thought, I'm so sad that this tour is about to be over, because y'all are just, what are you going to do for a couple months without me? I get it. You know, I get, what did Kanye say? The one thing, well, I don't want to misquote him, but well, fuck it. You know, the one sad thing in his life is that he'll never get to see himself perform. And I agree. The fact that I am even saying that out loud is absolutely deplorable. But I also did just say that at one point I thought about buying a MAGA shirt just to wear in a nude bar with my pussy out. So that's where I'm at mentally. It's a roller coaster. I know it's fucked up, but I thought it was funny. I thought it was a good bit. I thought it'd be a good bit. I thought going to the bar in a tchotchke shirt would be a good bit. Or I could have really been on the nose and worn, I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll take a look. Also, it was so great at the drag show. There was a four top in front of us of older lesbians. And at one point, one of the gals, she's probably in her mid-60s, was just videotaping me and my friends and I giggling and laughing. And I'm like, ma'am, do you want me to smile for the camera? She's like, you're just having a blast. And I'm like, I'm on mushrooms right now. But she was just videotaping us. So I hope that goes into her spank bank because I was really showing her some leg. But it was great. We were laughing. This table of just strong older lesbians, three of them had canes and they were out. They all had on a sensible black sneaker and an orthotic. One of them had an ankle brace on. I don't know if they had all served in the military and been let go for different ailments. Been discharged. They looked like 60-year-old sailors who had been through something and they were having a fucking blast at the drag show. And I looked at my friend Jenny. I go, Jenny, I hope that that's our table one day. I hope that at some point we will have all, I don't know, served our country in some way. And then we end up at a drag bar in Key West, you know, all hitting the same vape pen in the mid-60s, taking videos of younger gals and just reliving our youth. It was really beautiful. We went on a key lime pie tour, which just meant for breakfast, lunch, and dinner at every place we went to, we tried different key lime pies. We also got a full chest hair on one of our plates at a restaurant. Now, here's the deal. If a hair is going to go on anybody's plate, it should go on mine. After working in restaurants, I am very lenient. Okay. You could spit on my grilled cheese in front of me and I'll say, I'm not sending it back. But there was a hair that was, I mean, it was 6 inches and it was a chest hair. And when you picked it up, you could see the white kind of pore at the end. And I don't know how, when they were wiping the plate, as they were touching up the raspberry, you know, the raspberry gel that they put around the plate, I don't understand how they missed this chest hair. I don't know if we were a problematic table. I'd like to think we're not, because again, we were only 7 girls. We were ordering expensive food and drinks, so they know they're going to get tipped well. But I'll tell you what, when I brought over the waitress, Tina took care of it. Tina did fall on the sword for that one, because at this point she was pissed. But I said, how did you miss this hair? This is a full black, thick, curly chest hair on this key lime pie. Did I still eat the key lime pie? I did. You know what I mean? If I'm on a key lime pie tour, I'm not going to not take a bite of one of the key lime pies going by. I've got to taste all of them. Do you think now, after doing extensive research, that my favorite key lime pie is with a nice, crisp, almost creme brulee meringue on top? That's just me. You know what I mean? That's just me. And I like more of a crumbly graham cracker crust. But if I was, you know, had an hour to live, probably my last bite of food that I would want in my mouth, that last flavor profile to hit my tongue would be key lime. It's umami. It's sweet, savory, sour, tart, a little zesty. You know what I mean? Gorgeous. Key lime pie is, I would say, if you're going to rank desserts, if you're going to rank pies, let's get specific. If you're going to rank pies, it goes key lime, pecan, some sort of cobbler, some sort of berry cobbler a la mode. Then maybe you're going to do apple. Here come the pumpkin pie people. Fucking relax. We're getting there. But I would say key lime, pecan, then the fruits, and then some weird sort of vegetable. You know what I mean? Somebody's going, well, what about zucchini pie? Well, that's for one day of the year in Thanksgiving. So shut the fuck up. My God. I can't wait for the DMs. You forgot banana cream pie. Not my thing. This is my opinion. Relax. Banana cream, fine. But usually the consistency and texture is a little too mushy. And you and I both know it. Everybody loves to go to Magnolia Bakery in New York and get the jar with the banana cream pie. And I can't gag it down. And I love a bruleed banana. I like anything bruleed. In fact, I might stop on my way home and get a blowtorch and just start hitting some kumquats in the fridge. It is kumquat season. So I don't know. Let me live. God, I saw a TikTok the other day and some woman was just housing one of those banana cream pies from Magnolia. And don't get me wrong, the flavor profile is delicious, but there's something about a texture. It's all too mushy. And then when you get one of those mushy bananas on the back molar, just, ugh, I can't do it. I can't do it. My mouth is watering. Mm-mm. I can't do it. If you were to somehow, though, take that flavor and put it in like a nice brownie bar, I can handle it. It gets a little too soft for me. It gets a little too soft. Do you not know why I'm on a pie tear? This is also how you know you're on a bachelorette in your 30s, when you're going on a key lime pie tour. I'm like, let me spike this glucose blood sugar as high as I possibly can. And then I know one of these girls on this trip is going to have an arsenal of pills. I mean, I was taking an omeprazole. I had my little trick, which is a baggie of baking soda. No. I didn't have a baggie of cocaine. That was baking soda. That if you mix a teaspoon of that in water, it just literally puts out the fire of acid reflux. Speaking of acid reflux, I know that I am not famous enough, but I am putting this out there. I am dying to go on Hot Ones. I think I would fucking crush. And if you don't know what Hot Ones is, it's an incredible show where celebrities go on and they have to eat an assortment, a range of different spicy hot wings with, like, you know, crazy sauces like Diabolical Debbie. Like, they all have these random names. And the host, Sean, does an incredible job of, like, really doing extensive research on people. And then he really gets you. So you're eating a number 9 spice level. And he's asking you, like, you know, when you got arrested at 15 from shoplifting from a mall, what was rehab like? And you're like, what the fuck? My mouth is on fire. I think I'd do well, though. Because we were at lunch one day and we got a shishito pepper and everybody else hit the deck. And I said, guys, I'm good. I got 4 hot shishitos and I was good. But I will say I only have about a year window in order to do this Hot One show because, you know, your palate changes every 7 years. And I'm pretty sure I'm on the tail end of the 7th year of liking hot stuff. I don't know what's going to happen next year. 2025 may hit and I might be a pussy. I may not be able to handle it. But I was watching an episode with Conan O'Brien the other day, who's just so fucking funny. I'm also going to put it into existence. I would really like to go on Team Coco. I love Conan. Conan and Joan Rivers are the reasons I got into comedy. When I was little, I used to stay up and watch Conan O'Brien when he was on the Late Late. And I would come home from school, take a nap, and then I'd stay up. And my best friend Annie and I would call each other at 12:30 when it came on. And we would watch the show on the phone together and giggle. And Conan is the best, and I love him. But he just did an episode of Hot Ones, and it was so fucking funny. And he just lost his fucking mind. And he went so hard, and I was like, hell yeah. Get a taste of M, a hot new collection of craveable intimates from Maidenform, a brand with a whole lot of history. They've been around since the very first bras, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, the chicest basics you've ever seen. M is a collection from Maidenform, a brand with over 100 years of innovation and category leadership. They wrote the book on bras, and M is the next juicy chapter. You have to feel it to believe it. Yummy, buttery, soft fabrics that feel way more expensive than they are. Great style that won't break the bank. On-trend designs made from stretchy, comfy fabrics and incredible colors. M can be worn as innerwear, outerwear, style to your taste to create looks that serve for all or none to see. I love M. I got a bunch of their stuff. I love their tank tops. I love their bodysuits and their bras. You know, it's nice to be on a flight and something's comfortable, but you don't have an underwire digging into you. That is the freaking worst. Well, M is the best by Maidenform. All you got to do is visit maidenform.com and use code absolutely20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's maidenform.com. Use code absolutely20 for 20% off your first order. Again, visit maidenform.com and use code absolutely20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. You are going to love M by Maidenform. I love it. You're going to love it. Get something that's comfortable, that's chic. Either you want to wear it out so people can see it, or you want to wear it comfy under a t-shirt. You're going to love M by Maidenform. Again, that's maidenform.com. Use code absolutely20 for 20% off your first order. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. I love Squarespace because Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it so easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all in your terms. I use Squarespace for my personal website, okay? HeatherOnTour.com is brought to you by Squarespace, and we love it. One reason I love it is because it's just so easy. It just has such a fluid engine, which is a next generation website design system from Squarespace. It's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. You just start with the best in class website templates and customize every design detail with reimagined drag and drop technology for desktop or mobile. You can stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. It makes it so easy. I know building a website can be so intimidating. You don't know where to start. Well, Squarespace makes it so easy. Also, I love it. Like, you can look at your analytics. It has blogging tools. You can also make appointments. Say you own a spa business. You can literally accept appointments on your Squarespace website, offer online or in-person private sessions, workshops, and group classes. And they provide everything you need to manage your schedule, accept secure payments, send automatic reminders, beautifully showcase your services, and more. I can have a merch store. They can create my custom merch. Anything I could imagine that I want to build for my business is through Squarespace. All you got to do is head to squarespace.com/absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using code absolutely. Again, all you got to do is head to squarespace.com/absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website domain. So when you're ready to launch, just go to squarespace.com/absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You're going to thank me later. You're going to love it. Squarespace.com. What else is on the goal? We're adding a couple things. Go, listen, audible goal setting's good. I mean, some days it'll bite you in the ass, like if you really can't get your shit together. But I kind of like it as a challenge. I'm like, if I've said it before, you say it out loud. It's kind of forcing yourself to figure out how to make it happen. You know what? I just had an epiphany. I need to reframe my brain about how exciting this uneasy time I'm going into. I mean, we've still accomplished so fucking much this year. That's the weird thing is I was getting a text from a friend the other day that was like, Heather, I just want to check up with you. Like, you've done so much this year. And I'm like, have I? Which is an insane, insane way to feel. There has been so much that has happened, yet it doesn't feel like enough for me. And I know that I need to find happiness in the quiet moments because that is a good time to really do your best work. And there were years where I was cooking shit in the kitchen that nobody saw. Dude, what if I bust out like this August when I'm ready to like go back out on the road and do shit? What if I bust out and I've started a pie company or like a banana cream pie brownie company? I don't know. I'm just saying, I just thought of it because the banana cream pie people are going to come for me and I'm worried. But again, I like the flavor, the texture I can't handle. I've never been a pudding girl, so fucking sue me. Some of y'all love that mush. I see all these, I follow every fitness guru on TikTok, but I haven't taken a step in the gym. And these girls will show like how to make a protein pudding. God, Jesus Christ. Y'all, if I spend my summer perfecting protein pudding, fucking kill me. Just go ahead, run me over. But I saw this girl, you take like a packet of like, you know, cake batter, Jell-O mix, and you put it in some protein powder, then with some pudding, some sugar-free Jell-O or pudding, and you mix it up and you just woof it down. And they're like, 75 grams of protein and I'm shitting blood. Like, don't let me become that person. I looked at Jeff the other day and I was like, you know, because I have like a month and a half off, at least I know before anything pops off, I'm going to get in such good shape. He was just like, okay. And I was like, yeah, you're right. But we are going to get in good shape. I got to get the muscle back. It's not about being thin. It's about getting the muscle back. Remember last year when I said I was going to have a fat ass for fall? And then I didn't. I did not do that. So maybe that's what the goal is. You know, I'm going to spend a little bit of June playing some golf, getting back into it, and building that fat ass. Because you can't have a good golf swing without that fat ass. So that's a new goal. I'm just working through emotions and feelings on a very public podcast. And I don't know why I don't have these conversations with myself alone in the car. But instead, I wait till the red light's on and we're recording to really work through my feelings. Side note, another thing, because I'm feeling a little controversial today. I was also on a mushroom, and my friend Carolyn is the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the world. And when the Tortured Poets Department came out at midnight, we listened to it. And I'll tell you what, the bangers that are on that album are bangers and lyrically fantastic. The 31 songs as a whole, I needed a little more oomph. Now, I'm not taking away from Taylor's gorgeous healing process from her creative journey. You know, I'm not taking away. She wanted a lot of slow songs. She was grieving. She was going through something. And I think, again, it comes down to anytime I've had a breakup, what have I listened to? I have my Dashboard Confessional days. You know, I used to listen to that song, Father's Daughter. No, wait, what is it? The Farmer's Daughter? Father's Daughter? What is it? Farmer's Daughter. What? No. The Blower's Daughter. The Blowers. I remember one time, you know, somebody didn't ask me to formal and I was laying in my... What? Damien Rice, The Blower's Daughter. Y'all listen to that. I probably can't sing it on YouTube because I'll get in trouble. And so it is. The most emo. It's like a 45-minute long song. And I had my roommate in college my freshman year was a little person that we'll get into. That's for the next tour, okay? And she came in and found me hysterically crying on a Tuesday with my, you know, listening to my iPad mini, my iPod Touch, just hysterically crying because I didn't get invited, you know, to like, I don't know, Sigma Chi formal. Because I put on 45 pounds in like a matter of 2 weeks. I don't blame them. And that was a song that got me when it came to slow songs. But usually when I was in a breakup mode or I thought, you know, I kind of boyfriend in college cheating again. He was not my boyfriend. I thought he was my boyfriend. He would probably, if he went under oath, would say, I had no idea we were dating. But I was listening to like, Nook, if you buck, Nook, if you buck. Like, that's what I would listen to. I would listen to a song, you know, it was a lot of 3-6 Mafia because I went to school in Mississippi. So a ton of 3-6 Mafia. I know I've already said this, but I had at one point this guy I dated in college, his ringtone on my BlackBerry was Kiss Me Through the Phone, See You When I Get Home by Soulja Boy. And that was fucking peak 2007. So listen, this is a beautiful thing. She was in a sad mood, but a lot of the songs were real sad. So I can't connect to that. I'm giggling. I was in Key West. I was on mushrooms. I had just been to a fantastic drag show. I'd been on a boat. You know, I wasn't in the headspace to be sad, but I was driving around today and I was listening to the album again and it's growing on me. There are songs that are bops. And I like, she has a lyric in the song. Hold on, let me pull it up. She has a lyric. You guys already know it. Okay. Again, I'm so afraid of everyone. She has a song that is called Daddy, I Love You. Oh, Daddy, I Love Daddy. Daddy, I Love Him lyrics. Let me pull this up. And I did really like this. She says, hold on. Okay. And I'll tell you something right now. I'd rather burn my whole life down than listen to one more second of all this gripe. Well, she says, bitching and moaning. I'll tell you something about my good name. It's mine alone to disgrace. I don't cater to all these vipers dress and empaths clothing. I just like that. Let me tell you something right now, which is what my dad used to always say when he was pissed. Let me tell you right now. Let me tell you something right now. I'd rather burn my whole life down than listen to one more second of you bitching and moaning. Shut the fuck up. But that's a great line. She's basically saying to the haters, I'll pull the plug, bitch. I'll burn this whole shit down and really go off the handles just so I don't have to listen to y'all fucking bitch and moan. Meanwhile, the girl's doing $1 billion in sales, shaking her tits in Tampa, all the way down to Rio de Janeiro. And y'all want to nitpick the bitch? So I'm here for it. I'm here for the strength. I think I needed a little bit more Nook, if you buck, beats. But the songs that are bangers. And then I walked into this great coffee shop called The Buttery. It's around the corner from our office. And I walked in and they were listening to Paramore and they were like blasting Paramore at The Buttery. And I walked in, and I was like, hell yeah. Like, you can't tell me a song by Hayley Williams the lead singer of Paramore, you can't tell me that when you were going through a breakup, you didn't fucking blast that shit. Just a banger. You know what I mean? Where you had a, the L1 at the top of your neck was had thrombosis from how hard you were banging your head in your Toyota Camry in college. I didn't have a Toyota. I've never been a Toyota girl. You know, I've usually been, you know, I've usually had to jam in cars. So that's just, you know, my journey, my automobile journey. I don't know why I'm sharing that. Okay, I continue. Anyways, so to everybody who's got something to say, shut up. I would rather burn this bitch down than listen to y'all bitch and moan. And also to a bunch of y'all, I go, when are you coming to, you know, when are you coming to Dallas? I was just there. So you got two more times, technically three more times to see me on the comeback tour. I'm playing Salt Lake City this weekend. I'm playing Sacramento, California. And then I'm playing May 5th, Netflix is a Joke in LA. I'm going to do a little bit of comeback. I'm doing a lot of new material, and it's going to be fucking unhinged. We're going to have surprise celebrity guests. So get your fucking tickets at heatherontour.com because I don't want to hear it. Come May 6th, someone's going to go, when can I see the show? You missed it, bitch. And I'm going to spend 1 week outside at my saltwater pool, probably smoking a Capri, booking an Italian cruise because I need to feel something. And then I will go on that vacation and get a lot of great material. And then I'll call my agent from said Mediterranean cruise and I'll say, book them, Dano. And she'll say, Heather, I thought you didn't want to go out in September and tour. And I go, I need to talk to my people. I'd rather burn this bitch down than listen to you bitch and moan. Shout out to Jackie. I love my agent. She's fantastic. Shout out to Jackie Kenobi and Maggie Haskins, because I know she listens to my podcast religiously. That's my manager. Whenever I really need a real pep talk, I call Maggie, and she just knows how to fucking get me. And Maggie, I'm leaving a little Easter egg for you. Go out. Don't forget to go outside and play. My manager, Maggie, has a sign. She's like a sports enthusiast, but she has a great sign that says, don't forget to go out and play. And every time we have a Zoom meeting, I see this fucking, you know, motivational sign to remind you, don't forget to go outside and play. And I tell her, if you're fucking outside kicking a soccer ball and not closing deals for me, Maggie, you're in trouble. But I love that. Don't forget. And you know what? That's a great reminder. That's what I need. I need a minute to go outside and play. I've been working my dick off so much so that I almost wore a t-shirt that said, guess what? I pooped today with no underwear on, just to a nude bar in Key West. That's how unhinged this is going. You know what I mean? That's how unhinged I am. So I need to remind myself, it's okay to take a little time off. It's okay to go outside and play. It's okay to book a Mediterranean cruise and hit the slots on said cruise, because you need to feel like you're living on the edge. It's okay. It's okay to go away for a weekend with your husband for your anniversary. It's okay. But I got to be honest with you. I'll be at dinner for my anniversary, scratching my neck going, what's next? But I'd rather burn this whole ship down than listen to you bitch and moan. Okay? So you heard it here first. All right. I am literally on a tear right now. Nobody signed up for this. I apologize. I don't know what I'm doing today. But let's get into the voicemails. As always, you can call in 800-213-7503. Here we go.
Good morning, Ms. Heather McMahon. My absolutely not is in relation to my partner's mother. Mm-hmm. She threw a $500 gift set of La Mer skincare. If you know La Mer, you know. Mm-hmm. She threw it back at him in the driveway of his house. It was a Christmas gift.
Huh?
It was in well intention. And she threw it back because he was gay.
Oh.
This is my absolutely fucking not. Disowning your child for being gay.
Oh, yeah.
Also, accept a $500 gift set. The mayor, skincare. Gatabika, you're old. You're 75 years old.
Yeah.
What do you got to lose?
Mm-hmm.
You look like a letter bag. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
First of all, I love that this voicemail is like a little slurred. You look like a leather bag. We're going through it. I get it. There's, you know, you're going through it at the house. Well, obviously, absolutely not to homophobes. I mean, aren't you exhausted? Aren't hateful people so exhausted? Who has a fucking time to be hateful? I don't. Who has the time? This is, I'm not comparing apples to oranges, but like even like the shit that we deal with in our HOA in our neighborhood, I'm like, do you not have a fucking hobby? Why the fuck do you give a shit what somebody's building in their backyard? They just made a little she shed. It's a 4x4 to hide the garden tools. Why does it need to get approved? Regardless. Okay. That is not the same thing. I'm so sorry. Not even the same thing. One, I want you to know, I'm so sorry that, you know, your partner's mom is being a bigot, that we're not into that. Absolutely not. I surround myself with gay people. Those are my people. And if they're not your people, then bounce the fuck off. This woman really pissed me off in the DMs. I was at the drag show. I was posting how gorgeous these gals are. And I noticed that she just kept writing disgusting, disgusting. So I clicked on it. And, you know, because I never know, like, what I'm posting on stories. I always forget. And I thought, oh, maybe it was in reference to something that I did. And I click on it. And she's like, saying this in reference to the drag queens. And I just said, like, fuck off. And then she's like, oh, I noticed, and they always do this. I noticed that's the only one you responded to. I've been DMing you for a month now, but you only respond to the negative. Yes, because I scroll through, and when you see something negative, like, fuck off, or disgusting, or that's, you know, whatever. Obviously, that's the key word that you're going to say, let me see what this person's talking about. And yeah, I clicked on it. And yeah, I told you to fuck off. You don't like the gays? Goodbye. We'll see ya. I'm sorry that you're dealing with his mother-in-law, not to make it about me. I'm sorry, okay? Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, the straights also deal with mother-in-law issues, so it's not, it's, whether you are gay and whether you're a blonde woman from Atlanta, Georgia, who makes good money and is a gem of a human, we're still all getting shit on. So just know, just know if it wasn't something, it'd be another thing, okay? I'm telling you. In-laws, you got to just let go, let God, okay? You got to just, obviously, this woman has her own demons and issues, and I'm sorry. But let's get back to the real absolutely not. The fact that this bitch did not even, if you're going to say something hateful, at least take the gift bag home. You're telling me you guys bought this bitch expensive La Mer skincare. And if you don't know what La Mer is, it's like top of the line. Now, I unfortunately can't use it because I've got my eczema flares up. There's some sort of seaweed component in it that I love it. I want to use it, but I am allergic, but I would like another gift set if anybody wants to send it to me, and then I'll try again. But La Mer is creme de la creme. So this bitch, I mean, listen, if you're gonna, I would show up to a white supremacist rally if I knew they had good gift bags. You know what I mean? I would go against what I believe just to go in, get the gift bag, and bounce. I'm not saying you should do that, but you know what I mean? Is it ever like, I don't know, you ever thought, I heard they got great turkey sandwiches. I'm just going to pop in, grab something, and bounce. You know, sometimes, even if you're going to be hateful, at least get the gift. I mean, she's a fucking idiot. And if she didn't take the gift because you're gay, well, what did she expect to get from two gay men for Christmas? Something not fabulous? My God, I hope I have a gay son just so I get nice gifts. You know, because, you know, the straights are going to get you something sensible, which is obnoxious. Whereas my mom just gets us boxes. And if you don't know, my mom for Christmas every year gets us stacking boxes, like little Russian dolls, but they're boxes. They're acrylic boxes, maybe a cheetah print box, maybe a box made out of rattan, maybe a box made out of velvet. And she goes to Home Goods and she just gets a stacking boxes. And my husband and I counted, we got 5 different sets of different boxes for Christmas. That's what you get from the straights. I would die for expensive skincare. But if I asked for that, Robin would go, oh, yeah, they just buy it yourself. So, I mean, listen, yeah, you may not have a relationship with your mother-in-law, but you got to keep the La Mer. So let's think about this glass half full. Yeah, she may have called you horrible names, you know, but you got to keep the La Mer. And if you're keeping the La Mer, you're the one who's winning. I'm just saying. And also, guys, speaking of expensive skincare, never forget my number one tip. Doesn't matter if you had a loved one die yesterday or 10 years ago. You can always go to a makeup counter at an expensive department store, muster up a couple tears, you know, listen to the Tortured Poets Department on the way to said Saks Fifth Avenue, cry, walk in, sit at the Chanel beauty counter, let them know that you're going to said dead relative's funeral that afternoon and you need a little makeup zhuzh. All the associates will come over. They'll wait on your hand and foot. You'll leave with some free products. They'll usually put a hand on your hand and go, this one's on us. And it's not technically lying because the relative is still dead and you still were upset about it. But are you leaving with, you know, some Chanel products that might otherwise have broken the bank? You sure are. And there is nothing sexier than La Mer and Chanel samples. Because I'll tell you what, if you've been to an expensive skincare part of the mall, they're very stingy on whether or not they give you free samples. Okay? They don't want those rolling around in the mean streets with the peasants. Oh my God. And you gotta give a hand job and open a credit card in order to get any sort of free Chanel products. But I still do it. And it's technically, again, that's a scam. It's not a con. Because at the end of the day, am I still sad my dad is dead? I sure am. Is his funeral this afternoon? No, it's not. But I am still grieving. And grief is a never-ending process. So it's a win-win for me. Y'all, I'm talking about Farmer's Dog, the best dog food in the game. Why do I love it? Because my dogs literally lose their damn minds for it, okay? And we've been watching Bronson, my sister's Frenchie, because she's been abroad. And Bronny, I mean, he gets up and at it at 6 a.m. on the dot, running downstairs for that Farmer's Dog. Because when he stays with me, baby, he gets that Farmer's Dog. What I love about Farmer's Dog, they make and deliver fresh, healthy dog food right to your door. It's developed by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from real meat and veggies to the safety standards of human food. And it's the best options for dogs of all life stages because it's not kibble, it's not canned, disgusting goo. It's just real, healthy food. I love Farmer's Dog. It's high quality food. They send it right to my door and I can go on their website and I can specify what my dog's like. Like Macaroni can't have any poultry. So I make sure she has beef or pork or lamb. It's great. And did you know that a dog at a healthy weight can live up to 2.5 years longer than overweight dogs? That's why it's so important to make sure that you are maintaining your dog's healthy weight, their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. And with Farmer's Dog, you literally plug in all their information online and they send you everything pre-portioned so you know exactly what to give your dog to keep them healthy and full and just in the best health possible. Listen, get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/absolutely. Plus you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/absolutely to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/absolutely. Again, that's thefarmersdog.com/absolutely. You'll thank me later. I just learned about Robac's women's line and I need to tell everyone about it because it's amazing. Okay, Robac just introduced a new women's line and it's actually incredible. It's a definition of comfortable. Perfect for when you're on the go and just need something that will get you through the day. Robac is the answer. They have a tempo hoodie that is so soft, I literally can't take it off. It's made with their V-Soft fabric. Yes, that's soft, okay? I could live in it all day. And it has a great stretch and is super breathable. There is nothing worse than when you wear like a sweatshirt or a hoodie and it's not breathable and it doesn't have stretch and you just feel like stiff in it. Well, that's not Robac. Their very soft fabric is the best. Also, they have a Swift crew that is actually amazing. And when I say it's the best crew I've worn, I mean it. It's that comfortable. They sent me a bunch of stuff. I was like, all right, let's try this and see what I actually think. And I'm like, y'all, this is next level. And for all the dress and skort girlies, which is me, because you know I like to show off my legs, the Robac dress and skort are very nice. Super breathable, lightweight, and also have a great overall fit. Super flattering. Basically, the new women's line is awesome, and I just need to tell everyone about it. You're going to love it. Now is the time to try out some Robac. So use code ABSOLUTELY on Robac.com. I'm going to spell that for you. R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com for a generous 20% off your first order through the end of this week. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K. BACK.com. That's 20% off all hoodies, skorts, crews, and more with code ABSOLUTELY. Stay comfortable this spring and summer with Roback. You're going to love Roback, and I'll tell you why. It is going to be comfortable. And listen, nobody wants to run around in leggings all summer. You want to be in those skorts and crews and be comfortable and cool. And their dresses are the best, so you're really, really going to love it. Again, that's Roback.com, and use code ABSOLUTELY for 20% off your first order through the end of the week.
Hey, Heather, longtime listener, first-time caller. I'm calling in because I about had it with wedding planning. Love your advice on how to get through. I am getting married in 2 months, and I've about had it with the dress saga. I have turned into the, like, dress police. I needed to get takeout pizza and sit down and have a glass of wine before I called my mother-in-law, because even though I have explicitly told her what color to wear, to avoid the color my own mother is wearing, she continues to insist on wearing the same color. My color is black, and it's really, really frustrating because there are a million colors other than the color black. So I don't quite understand. I am girding my loins to give her a call. I needed to eat first because I was a little hangry while I waited in line at Zara for hours trying to get outfits for my bachelorette. So I've had it. Let me know how you got through. I need help because I am going to rip someone's head off. I am going to be in the news. I know it. Love you, mean it. Bye.
Fellow caller, thank you so much for that fantastic voicemail. All right, let's break this down. One, I love that you've sat down and gotten the blood sugar right. You're having a slice of pizza. You're having a glass of wine. That's great. We all know, don't make a rational, don't send a text message. Don't make any sort of rash decision when you're hungry. Don't do it. Nine times out of the 10, you're, what is it? You're, what is that acronym? You're either hungry, tired, thirsty. I don't know. Got to take a shit. I don't know what that is. There's some sort of like, hungry, thirsty, tired, irritable, whatever. Either way, I'm glad you sat down. You ordered yourself a pizza, a personal pizza, which I believe every pizza is personal. And you got yourself a glass of wine. And I know you're like, you're sitting on your couch. I can picture it right now. You're sitting on your gorgeous Restoration Hardware knockoff couch. And you're like, I'm about to send this nasty ass text to my mother-in-law. I'm going to tell you right now, don't do it. You are 2 months out. You know what I'm not going to let your mother-in-law do? Steal your joy. She wants to wear a black dress. Fucking let her. Let her wear a veil, a mourning veil. Let her show up in a black robe and a lace veil that you'd wear to a, I don't know, Central American funeral. Let that bitch do what she wants. And I know what you're thinking, Heather, but no, then she has control. I'm not going to do that. This is my wedding. Let her do it. If she wants to wear a black dress, let her wear a black dress. I'm going to tell you this right now. Your mother, it's not going to compete with your mother because your mother is still going to shine bright like a diamond. And all your girlfriends and guy friends and the gays are going to be there. And they're like, I don't say your mom's name is Debbie. They're going to be like, Debbie, Debbie on the dance floor. And then your mother-in-law will be sitting in the corner with her veil, having to lift it to take bites of her beef tenderloin that she ordered. You know what I mean? You don't need to worry about it. Let it go. Let it go. Cause I'm going to tell you, she will always be miserable. At the end, and you'll notice like 2 weeks out, everyone's going to have an opinion. Everyone's going to have an opinion on, did you do the buffet? Did you do a seated dinner? Are you doing this? Well, I didn't get my invitation. Just send everyone a text. Send everybody a text right now, all your closest. Hey guys, I don't know if you got the invitation. A lot of things are getting lost in the mail. Can you RSVP? Here's the link. You know what I mean? Just make your life easier. Make your life easier. If people want to wear a fucking jean jumper to your wedding, let them do it. Just don't take photos of them. Also, let me heed this warning. I had a phenomenal photographer. Shout out to Brooke Johnson. I said, take candids. We had a couple photos that were lined up. Like, I got a couple family photos. Take candids. I want to see people laughing. I don't need to see somebody squinting with the sun in their eyes as they're sweating in a tuxedo lined up against a barn door. You don't need it. Just tell your wedding photographer, take candids, get a couple with your husband. You're never going to print out the family photos ever, period, unless someone dies. I mean, I got gorgeous portraits of my mother. I really wanted solo shots of her. I have gorgeous portraits of my mother that I'm already blowing up just to have because she looked stunning. I didn't need a ton of her and I holding hands in front of a mirror, caressing each other's chins, like weird. And Brooke got it. I said, bitch, get the candids. I want people laughing on the dance floor. I want somebody choking on a meatball. I want memories. And your mother-in-law, she's going to fight this battle. She probably won't even show up in a black dress. She'll probably pull magenta out of her ass. And you let it go. Because you know what? The more energy you waste upset about her, the less energy you're adding to yourself to have fun. That day, she doesn't exist. Let her come take one photo with the family. It's a wrap. Don't let that eat you alive. You're going to have one bridesmaid who's going to bitch about a shoe selection, say, I don't give a fuck if you wear Crocs. Just don't let me see them in the photo. Bam. Take less photos and have more fun. Also, you're only going to print out the photos of yourself anyways. I'm about to redo a bathroom, and I think I just want headshots of me, not even Jeff from our wedding, because I looked fucking fantastic. Do you know what it's like to be in quote unquote sort of the public eye? It wasn't even just my wedding. The amount of people that chime in on random shit about my life day to day. I mean, I got a fucking low light in my hair the other day and I had people outraged. You got to let that shit roll off your back. Let the wedding be fun. It's gonna go quickly. Just every time you get stressed, have a cookie and a white wine and settle down. You know, obviously get upset if somebody texts you, hey, I just got into polyamory. I'm in a polygamous relationship. Can I bring both of my wives? You go, no. No, Terry, you can't. Although that might be fun, but no. You only get a plus one. You didn't get a plus two, bruh. So just shut that down real quick. Because people will try and pull the craziest shit. Hey, I'm swinging. I met some people at the Hilton the night before. Can I bring this random girl to the wedding? No, Tony, you didn't get a plus one because you're problematic. No, come alone. Like, everyone's going to be up your ass and a pain in the ass. But don't, like, pick your fucking battles, bitch. Pick your battles. Do less photos. She's showing up in a veil, though. She's showing up in a mourning veil. I just need you to know that's happening. Everybody else ends up looking like an asshole the way they act. And you don't want anybody to say that you were the asshole. Let people be assholes. Let them do it. And you, my girl, are going to take just a quarter of a Xanax the day you're getting ready. The day of your wedding, if you're anxious, you take just a quarter. You have one mimosa in the morning and you're going to cruise and you're going to put on some jams. You're going to put on fucking Bewitched. Say you will, say you won't, say you'll do what I don't, say lovey. You're going to put on Bewitched. You're going to make a Spice Girls playlist. You're going to put on Backstreet Boys, Jesse McCartney. You're going to put on all the greatest hits, 98 Degrees. That's the jams that you're going to listen to while you get ready with your girlfriend. You're going to have one song, Slob on my knob, like corn on the cob, like one song that's just an absolute filthy banger. You're going to listen to that right before you walk down the aisle. Lay in the bed. Give me hint like that, and you're gonna giggle and you're gonna be like, this is crazy. I'm in a Monique Lhuillier wedding dress listening to Slob on My Knob. I'm crazy. We're crazy. And your mother-in-law will be in the corner in the black veil that you asked her not to wear, it just being a turd. And you gotta let go because you're dancing to Slob on My Knob, having a blast. You can't control what everyone's doing around you. You can only control your attitude. So don't let shit affect you. Gang, okay, let's go.
Hi, Heather. Good morning. This is Kelsey from St. Louis. I have a question for you. Whose responsibility is to have condoms? Is it the male or is it the female? Just curious, because I've been in a couple situations where a condom is needed and the gentleman doesn't have it and expects the woman to. My opinion, absolutely not. Females having their own condom. Mm. If you're going to stick your dick inside of me, I think you should be able to buy your own condom and have them on your person. That's all. Love and light. Thank you for the laugh. See you soon. Hey, bye. Love you.
Okay, wearing a condom is kind of like wearing a seatbelt. Everybody should participate, okay? You know, you wouldn't buy a car without airbags in it. Well, I don't think you should go on a Bumble date with both having something in the purse. However, if a guy shows up and he doesn't and he just expects you to have them, immediately no. Absolutely not. And I'm not saying, did the guy come underprepared? Obviously. But I just think that kind of attitude, like an elitist, when guys are like, I don't wear condoms, I'm not a condom guy. Well, I don't want to get ovarian cancer earlier than I should. So, you know, like, I don't want to get pregnant today. And you only took me to an Applebee's. And 18 years of responsibility and worry and stress does not equate to the $45 you spent at this Applebee's. It does not. That's insane. I just think that's a bad egg. I mean, that you wouldn't go to a guy's house and go, well, I mean, men now should have tampons. If you're in a relationship, you should always just have a pack of tampons at a guy's house. But that's like going to a guy on a date and be like, hey, we just met. Do you have a tampon? I'm leaking. No, they're not going to have a tampon. But if they do have a tampon, winner, winner. And you say, you're progressive. I like that. Do you have sisters? You do. What's your relationship with them? Oh, it's good. It's positive. You got a good mom? Will she wear a black veil at my wedding? She won't. Okay. You want me to blow you right now? You know what I mean? It's small gestures. Also, I hear, you know, my friends who are single, I hear their horror stories on both sides of the fence about it. But you're like, it's the smallest, tiniest gesture for a man to be like, oh, don't worry, I have protection. Also, if you're a guy and you're not bringing your own protection and you do end up, like, say, let's go the other extreme with a real crazy bitch and she knows that you work at Morgan Stanley and she's poking holes in the condom because she's trying to get a truck paid for, like, come on. Don't be fucking stupid. But for a man to defiantly say, I don't have condoms, that's your gig, get the fuck out of here. Well, you know what? I'm not playing with your butthole, period. Not doing it. Absolutely not doing it. Oh, my God. You know, it's really funny when people really dig their heels in about random shit. You know what I mean? Like, he's that guy. He's like, well, I'm an alpha male. I listen to Andrew Tate podcast live from Bulgaria. He is wrongfully arrested. Like, whatever. Like, these guys who dig their heels in. My favorite thing in the world is when the algorithm sends me clips from quote-unquote alpha male podcasts that always somehow twist it around that women, we have done everything wrong. And I laugh out loud. You make me laugh. And usually when Jeff finds me sitting on our porch around 5 o'clock with a hydration stick in my water and a glass of white wine, he's like, what are you laughing so hard at? I'm like, alpha male podcast material. They talk themselves in circles, and then that circle becomes very gay into a circle jerk. It's usually six dudes sitting around trying to figure out why women suck so bad. And I'm like, maybe because you guys are all jerking each other off and none of us want to call you back. And you also, none of you, y'all all refuse to wear condoms. Guys, it's 2024. Come on. No. All right, let's get to one more voicemail. That made me angry.
Hey, Heather, it's your girl, Crystal, from California. I have an absolutely yes for you. Actually, it's an abso-fucking-lutely yes.
Oh, yeah.
Back in December, I had gamma knife radiation done on my brain because my cancer had spread to my brain. And during that procedure, I made the entire staff listen to this podcast. While I was having treatment done, which I think was definitely a first, but I converted the nurses to be fans.
Yes.
And I just met with the neurologist today and found out that the cancer is completely gone from my brain. So absolutely fucking yes. I am so happy and I couldn't have done the procedure without you and your podcast. So yeah, I can't wait to see you next week in Sacramento. I hope my bald head doesn't blind you from the lights on stage. See you next week. Love you.
I am overwhelmed. Fuck yeah, cancer free. Let's go. Fuck yes. I don't know how to respond to this. I'm overwhelmed right now. I'm overwhelmed because I am so grateful. I'm so grateful. Hold on, I'm going to say a quick prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for letting our listener be cancer free. Let's fucking go. Amen. I am got to give the glory to God. Yes. Amen. Listen, dude, this is why we do it. Okay. This is the Lord just tickled the back of my brain. I got a little ASMR on the back of the brain. The Lord just said, this is why we do it. This is why we giggle for an hour and 10 minutes every week on this stupid fucking podcast. Because you know what? People are going through shit. And if we can giggle together, we're in this together. Life is fucking hard. Ma'am, you should also go to an expensive department store. Especially if you have a bald head right now, show up and just let them know. Go get all the free shit. Go get all of the free shit. Also, I'm going to find you. Tina, let's save her number and let's bring her backstage in Sacramento. Okay, ma'am, we're going to reach out to you and we're going to get you to come backstage and I want to hug you and give you kisses and you know what I mean? Like just nuzzle together. I'm so happy. Also, listen, I don't mean to be woo-woo about this shit, but you got to send positive energy when you're going through that stuff. You got to. And I love that we had everybody on board and I love that you listen to my dumb shit. Also, how self-indulgent is me being like, what's the next step for me? What am I going to do this summer while I'm spinning my wheels and taking time off? Oh, man, I'm so stressed. What an asshole I am. I am so sorry. And I hope you didn't get the brain cancer from listening to me without a dingle dongle, okay? Just want you to know I could be part of the problem. What if they're like, you definitely got horrible radiation and EMF through listening through AirPods. So everybody remember, have a cord. Okay. First thing, have a cord. I'm not trying to use scare tactics, but everybody use a cord. People make fun of me all the time for me using a dingle dongle. I like to be connected directly to the phone. I don't like the microwave treatment going through the ears. But regardless, I am so happy for you. I have goosebumps. I'm sweating. I'm thrilled. What a beautiful, beautiful full circle moment. I am so glad you're cancer free. And I'm going to pray that you stay cancer free and let's fucking go. And I also, maybe, you know, you're kind of sparking a creative idea for me. Maybe I could do some stuff on the call map. You know, maybe, I don't know what do they have things? Like if you're getting radiation, you know, I've had other people say that they've gone through treatments and they like to listen to my podcast because it's just stupid and they like to giggle, which I am glad to be that vessel of entertainment. But maybe I could do some stuff for like meditation. You know, maybe I get down in this voice. And today we're going to meditate. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to envision yourself at a Dunkin' Donuts by the highway. Like, I think this could be very niche, ridiculous. I do character voices and I help you get through your cancer treatments. I know right now you're sucking on a great popsicle because that chemo has you feeling frisky. That could be something. Maybe we release some things, just like whatever the treatment is. It's like a meditation and it's just complete bullshit and it makes you giggle. But it may be soothing at the same time. So look at that. You just sparked an idea. But man, I am so happy. We got to end the podcast on this one because this is just the best voicemail I've ever heard. And listen, you know, you never know what people are going through. You never fucking know. And that's another reason why I really try and lead with empathy too. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what people's day-to-day are. So as quick, you know, with our bride who wants to pop off, let it go. Let that shit go. You know, with our fabulous gay couple that is pissed at the mother-in-law too, let it go. It's everyone else's loss. Anybody who is not showing up for you or loving on you in a positive way, it's their loss. It's their loss. And you know what? Take all of that angry energy from all of these other voicemails of people being upset, our girlfriend who's upset at men in general for not having condoms. Take all that negative energy and roll it up into something positive and push that positive energy towards somebody who needs it. You know what I mean? I mean, look at me actually giving sound sage advice. But that's why I let things ruffle me or you know, get me upset for a minute, and then you got to let it fucking go. Life is too fucking short. Life is too short. Now, obviously, if somebody's being an asshole, tell them that they're an asshole and walk away. But the amount of energy that we spend panicked and worried about the next thing. Look, we got a caller who is actually fighting for her life. And what a beautiful thing that she's cancer-free. And God is so good. And I'm just so grateful that you shared this with us. And I can't wait to meet you this weekend in Sacramento. What a cool, cool way to wrap up this podcast. You know, and I'm glad that I made you giggle, bitch. Let's me know I'm on the right path. And maybe that's what I need to do. Start doing, and you know, we can chat about it this weekend. Maybe you can give me some tips and tricks on what people who are going through certain treatments, what they want to hear. Maybe I do like books on tape, but I do it in this voice. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. And maybe it's just, maybe it is just so stupid that it helps bring good energy to the situation. I don't know. I love each and every one of you, and I'm so grateful that we have this hour together every week where we can just fucking bullshit and laugh and giggle and figure out the world's problems by not actually fixing any of the problems, but also just kind of rambling about our own bullshit. But the fact that y'all call into the hotline, the fact that you've come out to the shows this past year, the fact that you're going to come out and blow it out for these next three shows, it means the world to me. And this has added such a fuel to my fire of go outside and play. Don't forget to go outside and play. Take the little moments in life and enjoy them. Go put your feet in the fucking grass and remind that the grind is always grinding. But sometimes it's okay to take a little time off and treat yourself and take care of yourself and push your energy into something that's positive. That's a beautiful thing. All right. I love you guys so much. Thank you for being here. And again, we have three last shows. I'll see you in Salt Lake City, Sacramento, California. And then I'm going to do a whole hodgepodge of crazy unhinged shit for my last show at Netflix is a Joke, May 5th at the Montalban Theater. So please get your tickets at heatherontour.com. And get them now because everything in the next 2 weeks is going to be sold out. So get your tickets. And if you have friends in Salt Lake City, spread the word. I know it's like spring break or something for them, but we have plenty of seats in Salt Lake City. Sacramento is almost sold out and so is LA. So if you want to come see it now. Because I might cut my hair off this summer and come back with the bob and a baby. I don't know. So you better fucking see it now. I love you. I mean it. I'll see you on the next episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. Arrivederci. Ciao, Bella. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.